This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the fourth part of a five-part conversation with Julia Shaw, Executive Vice President at Shaw Industries. Julia's talking again about some of the management shifts that we talked about a little bit earlier.
Needs have changed in the industry, needs have changed within the company. You've got a new CEO, there's been some other changes. Is this significant of shifts within the organization? Maybe changing priorities, some of the changes we've been talking about?
Well, we've had a change in at the very top of our company with the CEO and president, with Vance Bell and Randy coming in to place just about a year ago. It's been just a year and a month or so. And you know, like myself and so many others here, they grew up in the industry. A lot of years under Bob, and the last five or last 7 or 8 years with Julian here. So, you know, you have someone with Vance and Randy that were trained basically their whole adult life here, and so we haven't seen radical changes, but I think they have their own vision. They do have their own vision of what this company should be. And I think their vision, and I share this with them, is a more diverse company, a bigger company, a company that provides even more opportunity for our 31,000 employees. To do that, I think you have to stretch yourself into other areas because people want the opportunity for advancement, and the only way you're going to really get that is a company that's growing. And and so I think Vance and Randy's vision is to be a full service flooring manufacturer and distributor, and I think they are probably a little more dedicated to that than we've been in the past. And I'm not saying, you know, I think the direction we had in the past is very good. We were the first, obviously, to consolidate and grow by acquisition in the carpet, in the soft surface side of things. We also, before that, we were the first to integrate vertically backwards into extrusion and spinning and so forth. And so I think before you can do, I think you have to be a low-cost producer. And in our case, or this industry's case, a vertically integrated, low-cost producer first. And once you've established that, then you have the profitability that you need and the financial strength, I think, you need for a real solid foundation as a company to then go into other areas. So I think we've done a good job of vertically integrating backwards, being a low-cost producer. The industry's fairly consolidated now, at least residentially. I do, by the way, this may be on your question list, I do think there's more room for consolidation in the carpet industry.
On the commercial side.
With all that going on, I think once you have that, I think Vance and Randy's would say that they want to be a more balanced supplier to the industry.
So it's logical then, following the pattern that Shaw has followed all these years and soft surface, that we'll see more growth in wood and laminate, perhaps ceramic,
right,
and more vertical integration in each of those categories.
Yes. Yeah, and I think Anderson would be the first step in that footprint.
Might the company consider expansion outside of floor coverings?
They say never say never, but I doubt it. Unless it provided synergies for our company, maybe there might could be something in plastics or something where you use extrusion, that where your product might can go into another product category, perhaps. But as far as an end, as far as a completely different industry, where our capacities and our equipment, just to get into a different industry, I don't see it.
Okay. One of the reasons I asked you that is I was thinking about Armstrong, and way back, I guess, what, 6 years, before, 6 or 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, perhaps, I know there was some interest on Shaw's part in Armstrong.
Right.
That was before they went into bankruptcy and another era, really.
Right.
But they have and I really wanted to ask you if there's some interest, since it was put on the block earlier this year, if there was any interest at all in that. And of course, they're building products, sealing company, is certainly, I guess, as far in a room away from floor covering as you can get.
Right.
But it wouldn't be all that much a misfit when you look at the logistical assets that the company has. It may fit well into that. Would that be something that, well, I guess the overarching question here is there interest in Armstrong, even with all that's happened and this sort of stalled auction?
I think in certain parts of their business there could be. I mean, truthfully, their most profitable part of their business is the sealing business.
Yeah.
So that's the gem. That's the gem of that company, I think. But it doesn't, for us, other than being a nice business and a profitable business, there's no synergies there for us. I don't know. It's been so long. I mean, this whole process up there has taken so long, and so much has changed. While they have been where they are, us and Mohawk and other players have made other moves. And
yeah.
So, a lot of water's gone under the bridge in these past 7 or 8 years. So,
They still are a major player in the wood business.
They're still, Bruce has
a major player.
Bruce has a great brand.
Yeah.
The Armstrong brand is unbelievably strong. I mean, they've got a lot of things that, people in Northwest Georgia would like, a great brand and a great position in wood and so forth. But so it's still, I'm sure, of interest to a lot of folks here. But to comment further, it just seemed like you described it, it's just kind of stalled there. So I don't know what their next move will be.
anybody can guess at this point.
Right.
This will conclude part 4 of a 5-part conversation with Julia Shaw, the Executive VP at Shaw Industries. We'll air the 5th and final part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.